Just hours before Dallas County's shelter-in-place order took effect this week, the Toy Maven was doing a brisk business in Preston Hollow. Shoppers drove up in their cars, parked outside the store, and placed orders over the phone. The puzzles were really moving.
We have 1,000 pieces.
1,000.
1,000 pieces?
Yep.
All right. So
it wasn't the mob scene you might find at a supermarket. Shelves inside the store weren't bare, but staffers at the Toy Maven were hauling armloads of arts and crafts and jettisoning jigsaws nonstop.
Just from around the world, different landmarks.
Oh, wow. Let me do the landmarks.
Okay.
This past weekend, the store went to curbside sales only. The idea was shoppers could FaceTime with an employee inside to get a look at what was available. Payment would be taken over the phone and toys delivered right to the car. Owner Candace Williams thought it was a creative way to keep germs at bay.
We wanted to protect our youngest, too. If they come in, they immediately want to touch.
The Toy Maven has always been a place where in-store playing was encouraged. Coronavirus put a stop to that. And Dallas's shelter-in-place order, which took effect late Monday night, crushed curbside, too. It's a scramble small businesses are making across the country.
We'll be closed per the directions, but we're just going to try to see what that looks like following the guidelines, yet still helping Dallas families if at all possible.
Williams says that might mean an employee or two being cleared to ship toys to customers at home. It's difficult to try and figure her way through new restrictions that seem to change by the day. After a tornado forced to move to this temporary spot last fall, though, she's used to looking on the bright side.
It is a little frightening if I slow down enough to kind of think about it, but I am such a Pollyanna. I love her. She's such a great character in a book who always, you know, she's just so positive thinking and tries to find the best in every situation. And I just feel like things will be okay in the end.
Nobody who owns a small business plans on two store closing disasters within 6 months. That October 20th tornado destroyed hundreds of North Texas homes and businesses, even a handful of municipal buildings. Williams says right now she's most worried about taking care of her employees and figuring out a way for Toy Maven to operate in any capacity. While her challenges may seem staggering, everyone is trying to get used to a very new normal.
And there's just no other way to take life's punches other than to look at it, accept it for what it is, and then figure out a plan B and move on. And we're all going to have to do that. We're all going to have to do that for our families, for our communities. And there's just no other way to go about, you know, a situation such as this.
Remembering the wreckage at her store the day after the tornado, Williams amends that statement. She's already used up plan B.
Plan C, Corona. How funny, right? How ironic.
Much like Pollyanna, though, the scrappy optimist who's been delighting young readers since 1913, Candace Williams isn't going to dwell on that irony. Instead, she's going to wrap up coloring books, modeling clay, Lego sets, and puzzles, and do her best to deliver them to stir-crazy kids and parents. I'm Courtney Collins in Dallas.